Grass Motors. We'll talk things over with Richard Mitchell coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Spending a little bit of time this morning with Richard Mitchell. We're talking about the All That Jazz event. Richard, we talked, and neither one of us are 100% sure whether it's 14 or 15 years. I guess the important part is that it's been going on for quite some time to benefit the Westside Community Center.
That is correct. It has been going on quite some time, and the objective of that is to raise monies for the various programs at the Westside Community Center to help the kids. We have several programs. One is We Prosper, the STEM program.
Mm-hmm.
These programs are designed in such a way that they help the high school students or young kids, really in grammar school, with job skills, interviewing skills, how to prepare and have a general conversation, social skills. In other words, they teach them how to sit down and proper etiquette at a table and appropriate behavior. So the monies that is raised from All That Jazz goes to the Westside Community Center to support these programs.
And it is such an important part of just the growing up experience for all young people. You, because of your geographic situation and the reason the center was placed where it is important. But I think you service the youth of Bartlesville, and location really doesn't matter.
That is correct. The programs are designed for anyone who has an interest in learning the types of skill sets that are necessary to get a job. The kids even go through an interview process. And they have to learn how to properly dress. They learn what to say during an interview, how to address the interviewer's questions and look at them in the eye. So these are the types of programs that are used to help our young people in the community.
And it's a skill that you will always use throughout your career lifetime, really, whether it's interviewing for even as a retiree, someone like yourself interviewing for a job on the Westside Community Center Board of Directors, or whether it's that first job interview that we get right out of school, the interview process really doesn't change that much.
The skill sets that the kids learn definitely will last them a lifetime. For an example, social skills. Some of our young people today are so involved in computers and technology until I think sometimes they lose sight of the social skills in order to associate with people. In a dinner environment, you know, sitting down, having a conversation with someone, in this day, I think it's a lost art.
Look around the restaurant anytime right. You go out to eat, and even, I assume, a married couple, a man and woman, just at a table for two, and at least one of them, somewhere during that eating experience, will have their face on their phone.
That is correct. And you can look all over our community. People are always on the phone looking down. And that's a way by which you can really disconnect from inner personal skills. But the goals of the programs at the Westside is to teach kids how do you engage others? How do you engage in a social environment to be a productive person? Because nowadays in a work environment, it takes teamwork. And that's a behavior that has to be learned. How do you work in a team? Working and looking at your cell phone and social and technology, a lot of times those are isolated skills that one can use. So the purpose of the programs, again, is mainly to help kids. The STEM program is another mm-hmm. opportunity by which the kids can learn how to develop their math, science, art, those types of skills that is going to be very important. They're even working on robotics,
mm-hmm.
Because that is going to be very important for the future. Artificial intelligence is another area that's going to be important for the future. And the question is, how do we help as adults focus some of our young adults towards these types of programs?
And I think some of those STEM ideas, some of the skills that they are teaching either in school or at the Westside Center, are not that much different from when, say, you and I were youngsters and we were in the middle of a space race. It was the skills that we would learn to get to the moon.
That is correct. When you talk about science, when you talk about math, you talk about the other types of arts, those skills are sorely needed in our society. In fact, everyone knows that there is a shortage of some of those science and math skills, a shortage. But we have to teach children how to be interested. I have this concept that all behavior is learned, and you have to teach children, of course, they have to have an interest in it, mm-hmm. but beyond that, we have to help them understand that there is something. Things that are more important than just being on a computer all day and playing games.
Youngsters, I think, have some sort of a curiosity, and it's a matter of sparking that curiosity in the areas that they can find productive, that they can find an interest in, but nonetheless, they need to be exposed to all areas to say, well, what if I'm interested in this?
That is correct. It's about exposure, the goal of the Westside is to expose children to the various programs and studies to spark an interest, because if we can spark an interest, then you can focus and channel their energy elsewhere. Also, the programs are designed to motivate the young adults to go on to college.
And, of course, the reason that everything is going on is, of course, we're talking about the All That Jazz fundraiser to support the programs for the Westside Community Center. We'll invite you to the All That Jazz celebration when we continue with Richard Mitchell coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Again, speaking with Richard Mitchell, Board of Directors member for the Westside Community Center, and we're talking about the All That Jazz dinner, because it's a fundraiser, but it's also a fun event and patterned after all the Mardi Gras celebrations. At least typically it's had a Cajun feel to the evening, and of course jazz music, the theme for the night.
That is great. This year we will have Grady Nichols.
Grady's great.
He is an excellent musician, and he will be performing with his soloist singer. And it's an opportunity for anyone in the public to come out and have fun. We will be dancing, and I mean, there will be some dancing. It will be good music. The food will be excellent. So, again, it's an opportunity not only to have fun, but it's an opportunity to socialize and visit with friends that you've not seen in a while. It's just a fun-filled evening.
It benefits the Westside Community Center. I'm sure tickets are available elsewhere, but why not buy your tickets at the Westside Community Center? You get to check out what you're investing in.
That is correct. One can call 918-336-6760 at the Westside Community Center and order the ticket. A ticket is $100. Mm-hmm. Part of it is tax deductible, and the other part is not, because it'll be used for your food for dinner. So I would encourage anyone who's listening, come out, bring a friend, have fun, dance. We have lots of people out dancing, having fun, but we want more. And again, the money that you contribute for a ticket goes to a worthy cause to help our young people.
I'm trying to remember the time. It is held at the...
It'll be at the Country Club, Bartlesville Country Club.
That's what I was thinking.
It'll start at 6:30. That's when it'll open. We'll have hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. Then at that time, we will have some light music. Grady Nichols will actually start performing about 7 or 7:30. And then we will have, for the rest of the evening up until about 11, Well, we have fun, music, dancing, and it'll be a great evening.
Typically, there's some great silent auction items as well.
Thank you for reminding me. I had forgotten about that. Throughout the evening, there will be there'll be many items to choose from, and a person can purchase a ticket, and you drop the ticket into one of the items that you have an interest in. And if you're one of the successful candidates where your number is called, you'll walk away with the prize. And they have some from very good items. I don't want to tell you because some of them are very pricey, but I think you will not be disappointed.
The point is that it is a fundraiser for the Westside Community Center. So some of those things are some, if you attend a fundraiser and don't expect for somebody to ask for your money, then somewhere along the line you're mistaken.
Yeah, we want your money, and again, it goes towards a very worthy cause. And if anyone has any questions or concern about the Westside, you're more than welcome to visit. They have a new director,
yes,
Sharon Reese. She is doing an excellent job bringing a face to the Westside Community Center, getting involved in the community, building relationships. She is doing very, very well. And so your monies will not go to waste. It will be put to a very good use.
Westside Community Center, I think, has a reputation of investing in young people, but by the same token, like any good nonprofit, taking a $5 contribution and make it act like 50.
We have to do that. In this day and age, we have a lot of nonprofits in our community which are doing excellent jobs. We have to stretch the dollar, and this is another opportunity for the Westside. We stretch whatever monies that we raise through the fundraiser. We stretch it as far as we can.
Richard, thank you very much for your time. I'm sorry I have to cut it short, but news on the way next from CBS.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3.